Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Craig Blanchette, and I'm a global director and optimal health coach with Optavia. Yeah, we're moving. We're changing and evolving from Take Shape for Life to the new brand Optavia. Super excited about that. So this is our health coach huddle up, and so we are excited to bring you some great content today. One of the first things that I actually wanted to people I wanted to introduce today is the newest member of our group, Reagan. Let me see here. Where is the picture of Reagan? Jay and Linda. There they are. So let me share the screen here. So this is our Jay Benson, is Linda's wife, and the new baby, Linda and Jay's new baby, Reagan. Linda's one of the coaches on our team, as many of you know, and she just had her baby yesterday. And so that was pretty exciting. And then I have a picture of her as well. Moments after that baby, look at the cutie pie, Linda. So she's going to be such a great mom. It's pretty fun to watch her grow up on the, you know, as a health coach. We've known her now for quite a few years. And I remember when we first started talking with her, she was my client. And we talked about one day when she became a mom that she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and make a difference in the world. And so she, I get a little emotional about this, but it's so cool to see her not only quit her former career and move into the health coach thing and then become a great health coach. And now Jay and her just bought their first home, and now she has her first baby, and it's just like so exciting. So I'm sure she'll join us again here shortly, but super exciting for Linda and her family. So next up, actually, I want to toss this over to Daniela. What we're going to actually, before we go to Daniela, we have maybe a couple of guests that are joining us today. Let's see here. Yeah, so I know that we have another health coach that's been really inspiring me. Her name is Miriam, and some of you guys met her. She's a new global director with Take Shape for Life, and so she joined in to check out what we're doing this morning. Do you have a minute, Miriam, where you can come off of mute? Yeah. Tell us a little bit about
you. Call me out.
Yeah, I know, right? Tell us, you know, where you're from and how long you've been coaching.
I am from New Jersey. I don't know if you meant where am I from or where am I from, but I live in New Jersey, and I have been coaching for 2.5 years, and after a while losing 100 pounds, and I have recently discovered Craig, and I'm a huge fan. And I thought I was just getting on for a Habits of Health call, and I'm like, bonus, did they just start talking health coach huddle up? I'm not leaving. Too bad. Yeah.
So good. Well, thank you so much. By the way, you see the graphic behind me, and Miriam actually inspired me to start playing with backgrounds and stuff like that. So I love that.
Craig inspires me to be a better person. I inspire him to do good backgrounds. Pretty yeah.
You're so funny. But no, I love our coaching community because we really encourage one another and make a difference in our lives just by who we are and the things that we do and what we bring to the table. So thanks for joining us, Miriam, and all the contributions.
Me.
Yeah, you betcha. Now, I think everyone else here has been here for a while, but actually Murray hadn't seen Murray in a couple of weeks or months. And so wanted to just introduce Murray back to the health coach huddle up. Do you have are you available to chat for a minute, Murray? There you are.
Hey.
Hey, so good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. I was in a coffee shop, wanted to be respectful of the people around me.
Yeah.
So, hey.
So I called your name and you ran outside. Yeah. So how have you been? Are you you excited about, obviously you've been tuning in here again, and so are you excited about coming back and diving in again?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, too much to share right here and now, but yes, the answer is yes and yes, and just excited to reconnect with everybody and been on my own health journey and had some big challenges, but you know, really excited to just lock into where you guys are at and where the company's going, and just want to continue to help other people and get on their journey for health.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, welcome back. Nice. You grew a beard. Did you age like a little bit since we saw you last? I don't know. Anyway.
A little bit. I've been out there working, man, pounding the pavement. And it does. It takes its toll, but it just reminds me of how important it is to stay balanced.
Yeah. Well, welcome back, Murray. There's a lot of chat going on saying welcome back, you know, Murray. So we're excited to see you again. All right. So now I want to toss this back over to Daniela, and we're working on a couple of ideas with Health Coach Huddle and having it be a real targeted, focused, and more of a group effort. And so I'm going to toss this to Daniela and let her take it from here. So welcome, Daniela.
Thank you, Craig. So I just really want to thank you for having fun with us and being so strong in what you do. So appreciate it. One of the things that I was thinking about is, I know last week Craig had mentioned I wasn't able to be there, is that you guys went over the habits of transformational leadership. And so I wanted to lead in kind of with one phrase from that, which is, we awaken potential, we transform masterfully. And so what my hope and our hope, yes, thank you, Craig, what actually our team hope is that we can increase our ability to transform masterfully, right, from helping our clients transform, helping coaches transform. And so with that thought in mind, I'm just curious, do we have people on with us today that are strictly client at this point? Or are we all coaches?
Lorraine has Yolande, and she's a client right now and sniffing around the coaching piece, yeah.
All right, awesome. Well, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. And I love that you're taking a peek into what we do and what we talk about. So with that, you know, we awaken and we transform masterfully. I want to toss it out to Kim because she had some really good thoughts on this that I think would be great for all of us to hear.
Thanks, Daniela. You know, this has been, what I'm going to start here has been kind of a transformation. I like that you opened with that, Daniela, a transformation in my own mind. And just something that just, there's a spark that grew into a flame and a passion at Go Global for me. And so I'm excited to see what that does maybe for the rest of you as we talk about this. But for those of you that are coaches, I'm sure you've had those people that you're in touch with, maybe friends or family members, that you know how well the program could work for them. And yet they haven't grabbed a hold of it. They haven't seen what it couldn't do for them. And you just want to share it with them so badly, but you have to wait for when they're ready. When I think about coaching and the people that I work with as clients and even people that aren't clients yet, there's a lot of people that I see that have such great potential as coaches. And I have felt a little stuck in waiting for them to see that too. And unfortunately, most people don't even know what we do as health coaches, so they don't always see it right away. And so here I have all these people I see, man, they would make a great coach. I wish they would be a coach with me. And yet I didn't know exactly how to broach that subject. So I'm hoping that all of you will join in a little bit of an activity with me. I'm hoping for good participation, so be thinking about this. For those of you that are coaches, I want you to think about before you became a coach and think about where you're at now and what benefits, what have you gained from being a coach? So I'm just going to take a break, and then I want people to come off of mute and just throw things out. And here's another flip side to it. What if tomorrow you weren't able to coach anymore? You weren't allowed to. What would you lose? So what have you gained and what would you lose? Is anybody able to just come off mute and throw out some of the things that you've gained by coaching?
I came off mute.
I don't, maybe somebody else did too.
Go ahead, but you start.
Kim, I can definitely say healthy community, a safe place to be honest with the good things that are happening and being able to share it and be supported by that. And the outside world doesn't provide that yet for me. And so this has been a great place to be able to help me keep my positive focus and to help me through the struggles. So I thank all of you.
Absolutely.
For me, I'm going to be a little selfish. I became a health coach kind of by accident because everybody was saying, oh my gosh, what'd you do? And I figured I'd help them. And if I couldn't be a health coach anymore, I'd obviously be losing the ability to help lots of people. And I'd obviously be losing a wonderful income. But I also know for a fact that I would probably have my 100 pounds back. That's, just to be honest, I just know it. I know it in my core that I would lose my health if I stopped health coaching.
Absolutely. I love that, Miriam. Thank you. What else?
I'll pipe in here for a minute. This is John Lifeheight, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes. So, hey, how's it going, Craig?
Good.
So, I think one of the biggest things that I've picked that health coaching has done for me as well is it's given me another purpose. It's given me something that is bigger than myself. You have a job you go to every day. Well, some of us do. Some of us are full-time health coaches. But it's more fulfilling to pour into other people's lives and really, really be part of the transformation. It means a lot. It's given me that purpose and that drive to continue to push forward every day, which is, that's the thing I gained out of it. And if I wasn't health coaching, if I wasn't paying that forward to other people, I feel that I would be in the same boat as Miriam, and I would have gained probably my weight back and plus some. So it's kept me honest. It's kept me moving forward. It's really kept me within my health journey as well to be accountable and then to pay that forward to other people as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
Yeah, I think I'd love to participate in this as well. The coaching for me has been uniquely hard, curiously hard. That the person I am today, 6 years from when I started, is very different. And the ability to, I don't know how to explain this very well, but it's the have to want to grow combo. Right, that's different than any other career that I've had. That in order for me to, because this is so others focused, I had to grow personally. But I wanted to grow personally because other people meant so much to me. So it was like this, it was this catch-22 of goodness, of personal development that I wanted to avoid, but I couldn't avoid, and it caused me not to avoid it. And so I've just grown. That was probably way too many words. I haven't grown in that yet. But anyway, maybe that resonated with you guys. I don't know. But this has been the hardest, best thing of career I've ever done.
Absolutely.
I want to pipe up here. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Lynn.
Martin is my coach. Thank you, Martin, so much. So I'm pretty new, and I have a few clients, and one is my 22-year-old son that needs to lose over 100 pounds. Some of you probably are aware of that. But I can see already as I am, I just went through a divorce. I moved from Washington State to Florida and back again, and other jobs. Somebody was talking about different jobs that they have. Everything is in flux, but it takes shape for life. And all of you guys, you guys are like an anchor for me right now, I have to say. So, you're like-minded, you have this purpose and goal, just this drive to help other people. And this is a safe place for me. And I can come and the chaos kind of falls away around me. And it's really giving me just more of a sense of peace and calm in my otherwise chaotic world. And I love being a part of it. And I'm really, really looking forward to the personal growth and making sense out of my life and having a purpose and a sense of direction to invest in other people's lives.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lynn-Ann. Thank you all for sharing. And I'm sure that as this is shared, more and more things are bubbling up. When I think about what Craig opened with, Linda she just bought her first house. She just had her first baby. She gets to stay home with that baby. And the Craig talked about the mind growth. I wish I could put into words what I've experienced. I can't do it. I just don't know how. You know, and there's an RV out in my yard because I wanted to go camping with my family, and I can buy that. And when our fridge went out, when we were in Disneyland, I could buy a new fridge. And so with all of this stuff, you can see the emotion. And this is the passion that's just fired up in me. Why on earth would I not share this? Why would I not share this? Why would I wait for somebody to ask me about health coaching? And this was a huge awakening for me. And I'm excited to toss it back over to Daniela because she's going to give us some really practical tips on how we can start doing this so that our clients can awaken. And you know what? If they never do, it's okay. It's just like when we share the program. It's like, well, I just want you to know I have this. When you're ready for it, I'm here. But let's do it in a very, I'd say systematic way so that we don't miss anybody. Because when I think of all the things that were shared today, it makes me feel bad if I've missed somebody. So Daniela, can you take it over?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Kim. Boy, I love all the input and the sharing, and it is an emotional place where we get to be, where we get to move ourselves forward, and we also have the opportunity to move others forward. But the sort of little rub there is that unless we're really intentional and really structured, and even though we kind of want to resist that, we will lose some opportunity. And so I wanted to chat a little bit today about kind of some of those really early steps to help with that awakening the potential in our clients and what it looks like to transform masterfully. And so many of you are great at client acquisition. And some of you are just learning that, and that's okay too, because this is part of the process. And for those of you that are clients, what's really cool about this is you can actually help us. You can help us reach more people. There are people crying themselves asleep, literally and figuratively, wishing they had something like this, and they don't even know it exists. So from that standpoint, when we as coaches are bringing somebody into our program, most of the time it's from that initial basis of they just want to get some weight off. They want to have more energy. They want to be able to play with their kids or whatever the reason is. And they have no idea that there's tons more that could happen for them. And so most of us are familiar with that point where somebody's excited and they go, yeah, I want to start, and they're handing you their card and they're ready to go. Well, at that point, it's a pivotal point. It's a pivotal place where we either say something or we don't. And so I'm going to challenge all of us, you know, myself included, to get really consistent on making a nice heavy layer for them so that they can begin to understand that there's so much more. And that first piece will be to say something like, so they're handing you the credit card, to say something like, oh my gosh, you are going to be shrinking. And there's going to be so many people that are going to be wondering what's going on and getting all excited. And when they start asking you what in the heck is going on, you can let them know that that you have a health coach, and I'd be happy to help them. And if they get started, I'll put $25 credit on your program as a thank you for helping me to get someone else healthy. Or you might decide that you want to help them get healthy, and we can do that together. And then move on into you know, the next part of the conversation that is probably something, you know, about is this the billing address the same as shipping or something, right? So you're just shifting it back over, and then allowing them to sort of just absorb that in the back of their mind, and they may not even have it as a point of awareness then, but it is cooking in the back of their mind, you know, and over time we can add a little more to it. Yeah, Craig?
Danielle, what you plant a seed, and that seed may not be they might not be really coherent, or that they realized that was a seed, but you planted this little thing that said, well, not so people are going to be noticing. And then you also said, you gave them a little something to say when they do notice, because some people get weird about that. And then you said, well, I can help them and I'll compensate you because we're trying to get America healthy. Or if you decide that you want to be part of this, you can too. And so I love the different, you did a lot with those few words. You planted a lot of things. Brilliant. Well said.
Oh, can I say something? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, Dean.
Yes, when Craig was talking about personal growth, I can just mention some of the things would be like a better relationship with my, on the athletic side, and growth. Personal growth with the relationships with my childhood friends, and better, healthier family in all reality. So
yeah,
those are just some of the specifics.
Yeah.
It goes really deep, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that you shared that for sure. So one of the things, so many times our clients get from that point, they kind of leave us typically, and I think they're focused on getting that health kit, right, their box, and we actually have a little different thought process on that, and seeing if we can help them tap into what's really going to help them move forward, which isn't the box, right? It's this wonderful community. So I'm going to toss it out to Diane, because she's going to share a little bit about that and how we can help layer that in.
Yeah, thank you, Daniela. You know, how many of you here have felt frustrated when you hear your clients say, well, when they get asked by somebody, what are you doing? They say, I'm doing MetaFast, right? I mean, I hear that all the time, even though I work really hard to try and shift those words, those thoughts. But, you know, I really started thinking about my experience, and it was quite a while ago, but I remember everything was about that box, right? The fuelings. And so when we were at Go Global, Dr. Anderson's wife talked about something that they're implementing with their team, and I thought, this is so amazing. It really is something I think that's going to work so well, and it is working really well for her. And Craig, you did such a great job illustrating what this program is all about, right? Community support. And if right out of the gate, after you take their credit card, what they're doing is they are doing a meet and greet right at that point. So their first experience with the program is meeting your coach and being introduced to the community. Because for all of us, I think, because we've been, you know, in this, and we know that that's where most of the value is, right? Or the biggest part of the value is. So they get introduced right away to your coach, your mentorship coach, and the whole community that is being built up by us. So that would be something that would make a lot of sense. I haven't started doing it yet because I haven't had a new client, but that's going to be something that I do because it makes tons of sense. So instead of thinking about those fuelings, I really liked her. So she's going to be part of my support team too. This is a community of health-minded individuals. That's what I'm a part of, not the fuelings. So does anybody have any questions about that? Or Daniela, did you want to add to that? Or Kim?
Well, what I, so Diane, can you share a little bit about what that would look like from a coach and client interaction perspective? So we've layered in, you know, after we've gotten their credit card, the idea that they could assist us to get America healthy, either through a referral or through coaching alongside us. Yep. Now, how do we help them? What's the language to help them move from where they are to actually meeting another member of their support team?
Okay. So along the lines of, I'm really excited that you're going to be getting healthier. I'd love for you to meet my health coach, and then getting the health coach on the phone, who then comes on and says, well, I'm really excited. Tell me a little bit about your why. It's going to be a really short phone call, 2 to 3 minutes. So then they share something about their why. And then when you've lost 5 pounds, will you let me know so we can get on the phone again or a Zoom meeting, whichever, and we can celebrate that together.
You know, Diane, when you, there was one little piece that I loved everything you said. One small little piece that I would say is they don't know what's normal. And mm-hmm. so when you almost said, would you like to get on? Mm-hmm. I may change that just a bit and said the next step that we do this, because they don't know what the next step is. And so everything else was exact. So the next step is that we do this, and then, oh, when you hit your 5 pounds, then that's the time that we do this.
Yes.
They don't know any difference.
Yeah, exactly. And you can tell we're in the learning process of all of this. So.
Oh, I love it. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And it is. And that's why we're teamed together, right? Because we're working through this together. And so I love that. And Betsy, you had something you wanted.
Yeah, quick question for you. So I'm a logistics person. So let's say I sit down and I'm having a conversation with somebody. How do I reach out to my coach when it may have not even been a pre-planned meeting that I can connect with my coach and say, hey, at 12 o'clock today, I'm going to probably be enrolling a new client. How do you gracefully do the do? Can anybody help with that?
Yeah. You mean the connection with the coach? Is that what you mean?
Well, I'm sitting there. I've got her credit card. I've ordered her kit. And how do I just, you guys said it so graciously and so smooth, but I've got to tactfully connect to my coach. He doesn't just come out of the sky and drop in and go, oh, here I am. How does that work?
I love that question. Yeah, for sure. So the thing that I do when I want to connect my client with somebody from my support team is I tell my client that, you know what, I'm so excited for you to meet somebody who's inspired my health journey and who will also assist and be there for you in your health journey. So I'm going to link us together in a three-way Facebook message, and we can come up with a time together when a phone call could work for you, right?
So
we're just setting up, this is what's going to happen, like Craig said. This is what's going to happen.
It doesn't happen right then. It's kind of a planned event.
Yeah,
okay,
you're just going to do it in the next day two, three, kind of before their box gets there, right?
Yeah, before thank you. That's the key. That's the key in the process, is before their box arrives. So that's the first. And when Diana and I were in this session with Lori, we were like sitting next to each other. Oh my gosh, this would change so much. Can you guys imagine? Our mentor gets on the phone and says, I cannot wait to celebrate your first 5 pounds. Give me a call. When is that going to happen? It's going to happen in like a week or less. We're going to be celebrating in 1 week. Mm-hmm. And so that's two interactions of celebration right away. So, it just sets them up for excitement and the community piece feels more natural. Cause I don't know about you. I feel like sometimes I'm dragging people. Come on. You don't understand. This is so great. Come on. So, I think Martin had a comment.
You did. And thanks for bringing up community. Cause that's what I was thinking, is when you're layering that process for the new client, is that something that you could actually layer as part of the community process? That it's one of the really important, it's one of the four parts of the program. And I'm so excited that, you know, part of our community is really the health coaches that we have and my health coach. And I'm just excited to maybe have you introduce you to them, because they've been so inspirational and helping me on my journey. And so do it as part of the community. And that was one of how important the community is, and then do that introduction there.
So you're saying you're doing it.
That introduction there.
You're doing it to reinforce that community is so important.
Yes.
My coach is going to be part of your community. I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Martin. I love that. So I think we're at the top of the hour, and what I would love to leave you guys with is, you know, this week as we're reaching out to people, as we're loving people and meeting them where they're at, think about these steps. I know you hear my raspberries.
Awesome.
I'll have to show you who my little raspberry partner is here. He's not raspberry. But just think about these two steps and putting them in. And next week, let's talk about them. And then maybe, you know, talk about what that next step will be after that. And let's move forward in this together and help people see the amazing that they can become, their full potential. And we have this offer to help them get there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's awaken the potential and transform masterfully, you guys.
Thank you. Wow. Good job, you guys. Daniela, the triple threat right there, right? Diane, Kim, and Daniela, thank you guys for that content. And I want to just kind of score that if we don't invite them, who will? Mm-hmm. Think about it. What we have here is a secret. It's a weird community. It's a weird, in a good way, community. And if we don't invite them, how would they find this, right? And so I just want to encourage you guys. Thank you so much for really awakening that potential of what we have here, and that we're transforming not only ourselves but other people masterfully. So thanks for all your participation, all that you guys bring to this team. And this morning is a really, really clear visual that we are better together. Was that an amazing training, folks? Like, hello. Good job, ladies. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week, and keep up the great work. See you guys.